Hello, and welcome back to Teen's World of Politics, a podcast where I go through the politics of some of the largest countries and corporations in the world and talk with some of my friends about the great big world around us, what we can do to make some sense of it. Every episode will have two parts. The first part will consist of its political history, and the second part will be about how its current situation and how they move forward today. Today's podcast is sponsored by nobody, since I am still a teenager. Welcome to episode 2, part 1, Gandhi's India. This episode, I have my friend Mihir on to discuss India's political history, from India's independence from Britain in August of 1947 to Modi's sweeping victory in the 2014 Indian elections. Let's get going, Mihir.
Sure. Where do we start?
Let's start with the build-up to India's independence. Mahatma Gandhi's peaceful movement started way back in 1906, created in South Africa due to a new racist travel ban on Indians inside the country. Gandhi moved these protests, named Satyagraha, to India in 1915 and was quickly elected to India's National Congress. Gandhi immediately started fighting for independence for Britain, and in 1922, Gandhi was arrested for sedition by British officials in then Bombay, now Mumbai. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison for his involvement in protesting the British colonial government in India.
Yeah, Gandhi gained popularity with the Indian population for fighting against the British government in India. The main population was tired of the British government treating them with impunity and disrespect. So having a role model in Gandhi in parliament quickly gained him notoriety, which was partially the reason why he was arrested. As it was an attempt to silence the protests that were rising in India against the British government, his movements were especially infamous as they employed non-violent tactics, a relatively new way of protesting, which made it harder for the government to stop the protests, as they cannot claim they were violent.
Gandhi led multiple protests for the common peasants and farmers against taxes and laws introduced by the British government, which gained him notoriety and respect from the working class in India. Mahatma Gandhi was famous for living a modest and self-sufficient life, as he ate a simple vegetarian diet and undertook long fasts as a means of both self-purification and political protest. Gandhi was jailed multiple times, both in South Africa and in India. Gandhi made these protests through the 30s, but by 1940, these protests were challenged by a new Muslim nationalism who were demanding a separate Muslim homeland carved out of India. By 1947, Gandhi's peaceful movement had succeeded, and on August the 15th, Britain granted independence for India, but the British Empire was partitioned into two dominions, a Hindu-majority India and a Muslim-majority Pakistan.
This left many displaced Hindus, Muslims, and Sikhs to find their way in these new countries. Religions, violence quickly broke out in multiple regions, especially in the region of Punjab and Bengal. Celebrating the official declaration of independence for India, Gandhi visited the affected areas, attempting to provide solace with the population. Gandhi carried out fasts to protest the religion's violence, taking place in both Pakistan and India. Gandhi's last fast in 1948, at the age of 78, had the indirect goal of pressuring India to pay out some cash assets that they owned to Pakistan. Sadly, a percentage of the population in India started to believe that Gandhi was too accommodating to the Muslim minority in the country. One of these people were Nathuram Godse, a Hindu nationalist. On the 30th of January 1948, Nathuram fired 3 bullets into Gandhi's chest, killing him instantly.
Gandhi's birthday, the 2nd of October, is celebrated every year in India as Gandhi Jayanti, a national holiday, and worldwide, the day is known as the International Day of Nonviolence. Gandhi is informally considered the father of the nation in India, commonly named Bapu, which is a Gujarati term of endearment for father. Gandhi left behind a large family of 4 children, and the political name of the Gandhi family in India's politics still remain.
Now the prime minister after India's independence was Jawaharlal Nehru, who served until May 1964, making him the longest serving prime minister in India as of April 2021. Now, Nehru was known as a non-partisan leader who established parliamentary government and his foreign policy. Nehru was one of many politicians fighting in India for independence alongside Gandhi, and his legacy lives on today. Nehru was well respected from both the West and the East. His advocacy for rights for India was well utilized by the civil rights movement in the US, mainly with the non-violent principles that governed the Satyagraha movement in India. Activist Martin Luther King Jr. later said that in the struggles of mankind to rise to a true state of civilization, the towering figure of Nehru sits unseen but felt at all council tables.
However, Nehru made some serious blunders during his time as Prime Minister of India. The most blaring was his underestimation of China's military power, which led to an unprepared Indian military unable to stave off Chinese offensives in the Himalayan borders in 1962. Many historians say that this mistake seriously shook Nehru and led to his decline of health in the build-up to his death in 1964. Many critics after Nehru's death worried that the democracy that Nehru helped build faced a doubtful future. After Nehru, Lal Bahadur Shastri, a fellow congressman, led the country for 1 year and 7 months until his term also ended in death. After Shastri, Jawaharlal Nehru's daughter, Indira Gandhi, became the second female prime minister in the world when Indira was elected in January of 1966. The first female prime minister was Sri Lanka's Sirimavu Bandaranaike of the Freedom Party. When we come back, we will discuss Indira Gandhi's sporadic leadership and other Indian political developments throughout the 1980s and 90s. Welcome back. Alright, so Indira Gandhi served from January of 1966 to March of 1977, and then again from January 1980 until her assassination in October of 1984, making her the second longest serving Indian Prime Minister after her father, Jawaharlal Nehru. Indira Gandhi's leadership of the country was, and still is, very controversial, as supporters claim she inspired millions of women to go into politics, but critics say her rule bordered on the authoritarian at times.
Indira Gandhi won the election in January of 1966 after the death of the former Prime Minister Shastri. One of Indira's first major decisions as Prime Minister was to launch a war with Pakistan. In support of separation of Eastern Pakistan, this war only lasted 13 days and led to an Indian victory and the creation of Bangladesh. Indian power at the time grew so much, India became the sole region power of all South Asia. In 1975, Indira Gandhi declared a national state of emergency by claiming there was a credible threat of revolution. The state of emergency lasted 2 years and stripped Indian of basic civil liberties, and the press was censored. It was reported that multiple atrocities were committed during this time, but due to the media blackout, the information was lost in time.
In 1977, Indira Gandhi called on elections to prove her popularity to the Indian population, but instead her and her party was resoundingly crushed. The Congress Party, the party Indira Gandhi was a part of, went from 350 seats to 153, a drop of almost 205 seats. However, the poor leadership by the new prime minister led to an increase in popularity for Indira Gandhi and a lack of faith for the leader Ramaswamy Venkataraman. By 1980, Gandhi's popularity carried her back into office and a third five-year term. During her term, however, a Punjab politician named Jarnal Singh Bindhandranwal built an operation that would someday inadvertently kill her. In 1982, Bahindrawal's organization, Damdani Taksal, became embroiled in conflict with another religious sect, the Sant Nirankari Mission. Bahindrawal resigned as part of the Congress Party, Gandhi's party, and joined Akali Dal, a party for the Sikhs' followers in India. Around this time, Bahindrawal and around 200 armed followers moved into a guest house near the Golden Temple, an important building in Sikhism. By 1983, the complex had become almost a military fort for many militants. In June of 1984, the year after the fortification of the building, Gandhi ordered the Indian Army to enter the Golden Temple and remove Bahindrawal and his supporters. This operation was nicknamed Operation Blue Star. The military used heavy artillery, and large amounts of the building was destroyed in the siege. To this day, the number of casualties is not known, but it is rumored to be from hundreds to thousands of deaths. This infuriated the Sikh population, and critics claimed Gandhi did this for political gain. On October 31st, 1984, two of Gandhi's Sikh bodyguards, Satwant Singh and Beyant Singh, shot her with their service weapons in the garden of the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, apparently for revenge for Blue Star. When we come back, we will discuss India's economic development and the rise of the BJP. Alright, welcome back. In the 90s, India went through an economic change by expanding the economy so that it would be market and service oriented, and expanding private and foreign investment. This was a resounding success for the Indian economy. From 1992 to 2005, foreign investment increased 317%, and India's GDP grew from $266 billion in 1991 to $2.3 trillion in 2018. Which leads us to Modi's shocking victory in 2014. The BJP, Modi's party, led a nationalist wave across the world that brought Orban to Hungary, Trump to America, and Bolsonaro to Brazil. The BJP won with the largest margin since 1984. This election represented a decisive blow to the Congress party and to Rahul Gandhi, the Congress leader. Modi campaigned on anti-corruption and a slogan that is eerily similar to Trump's America First. One India, Great India. Since Modi took office, Muslims in the country have become increasingly ostracized, and Kashmir, a region that both the Indians and Pakistan lay claim to, has become almost a military zone, with the internet cut off every night. Modi, however, has maintained a very popular figure in Indian politics, again winning a sweeping victory in 2019 to get re-elected. His fight against corruption has for the most part been very successful and very popular with the Indian population. All right, thank you everyone for listening to the podcast, and I want to thank Mihir for coming onto the pod to discuss India's politics.
Thanks for having me.
The next episode will be released soon. I've been working on a very exciting new project for the podcast, so stick around for that. Thanks everyone for watching, and goodbye.